Humphrey a wedding or a funeral, a christening or something of the kind. And the stuff that I've been drinking has took my noddle. And the water where I've been, I can't mind. I feel as brave as any highway robber. I've the courage of a dozen men that knew. I'm a miserable devil when I'm sober. I just... But I'm very, very happy when I'm full. But still, mind you, the burning question is, when is a man full? And the cheaper the whiskey, the greater the burning question. When I was coming along the street there the next, about 6:30, I happened to meet a chap that I hadn't seen for about 3 years. And I very nearly didn't see him the next. He said, "Jocko, do you have a wee half with me?" I said, "No, I'm a teetotaler." He said, "By jingles," he says, "you don't look like one now." I said, "It doesn't signify in the very smallest degree. I'm not going to have any more the next." The last time I was like this, the wife said to me, she says, "This drinking business of yours is getting a perfect habit with you, John." I said, "You've made a mistake, wife. It's nothing of the kind, a habit. It's a gift." Chaps, I believe she'll get on to me the next too, but that's an old thing, the wife getting on to you, but still, that doesn't matter. I'm full. The new, absolutely fool, but I adore the country I was born in. My name is Jock McGraw, and I didn't care a straw from something in the bottle or the morning. That's a bad host I've got, chaps, isn't it? Good next.